Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with National Television Award losers
Rosie and Christopher Ramsey.
Oh,
yeah. And if you're listening to this, what? You just listen to podcasts about losers, by losers, for losers, eh? You fucking loser.
Yeah, we lost. This is Thursday, the day before the podcast comes out. We have never done this for a long, long time.
But we haven't done this since lockdown.
Now we're squeezing it in, aren't we?
Yeah, we're squeezing it in.
Daisy, we love
producer,
you, by the way.
You're amazing. She's going to turn it around in a day. Mm-hmm. And she's going to take out all the hockling and coughing and sniffing and, you know, and what we're saying next and all that bullshit. And yeah, thank you all genuinely for voting for us in the NTAs. Thank you so, so much. We were sitting there with, like we say, the absolute big dogs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, thank you very much.
Did you know that was a new category?
Yeah.
Yes.
That explains it.
It was a new category, which I feel, looking back on it now, I'm like, we were in a category because Ant and Dec win every year.
Yeah, I think,
And like, I think nobody else was getting
horses,
a turn.
Yeah, these chacho horses need a turn, so let's give them their own category.
And then it went like, in with entertainment.
Yeah. And then they were like, there's the three main there's Piers, big dog. Louis Theroux, big dog. Graham Norton, big dog. Oh, there's a space. What else is there? Oh, them two. Get them two in. Get them two.
Yeah,
fill the seats.
But well done, Graham Norton. That show's been going for years, and it is epic.
And
a good show.
And
he's never won before.
Yeah, and he's brilliant.
Yeah.
And he was. We've been on the show, and the show's fantastic. Yeah. And he was so lovely to me when I was just the warm up guy for the show. And I always think that's
you
a
never
measure
talk
of a
about
person.
That.
I always talk about it. I talk about how far I've come.
Honestly,
this all used to be fields.
If you don't know what warm up is, it's the guy who comes out or girl before the show starts.
Yeah.
And rallies the crowd.
Hardest job. Hardest job in show business, the warm-up person.
It is.
Hardest job in show business.
We're going to tell you all about the gossip of the NTAs.
Yeah.
Not that we know any, but we'll try our best.
We'll try our best.
So that's coming up in the body of the show today.
One thing.
I feel very like radio today.
Yeah.
I feel like
the
sometimes...
body of the show.
Well, do you
don't
know what
say
it is,
that
Chris?
Again.
No, we take the piss on here. It's become very unprofessional.
Right.
We need to just get the point more.
Okay.
And just, you know, I blame you because you haven't got any...
Wow.
Like
right.
background in this,
okay.
so
all
we're right. gonna be talking about that in the body of the show. But coming right up now, we've got the jingle. But first of all, Chris is gonna hit you with this week's sponsor.
Okay, here we're going. Okay,
come
it's
on, Chris.
It's fast approaching 10 a.m. and just before we play,
what's the weather? What's the
just
weather,
before
Chris?
We play
let
the
them know
new,
the weather.
The new track by Dua Lipa, and it's cloudy today with a chance of rain later on. But hopefully the sun will break through those clouds and
got any
have a nice
traffic?
An afternoon. Yeah, the traffic M25 gridlocked on the westbound North Circular. At Wembley, and the A1 clear because not many people live up here compared to down there.
After half nine,
mental down there.
Just get through straight away. There's
we have
no
a rush.
Traffic.
We have a rush hour. It's literally an hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, it's fast approaching. I love that fast approaching. Time's speeding up. It's speeding up, everyone.
Would you get to the sponsor? This is what I mean. You're waffling.
Listen.
I
will waffle as much as I want to waffle, right? You want to do 30-second little bits of chat?
Yeah.
You want to do 30-second little bits of chat that go nowhere? You fuck back off the Capitol, right?
30 seconds, it was 13 seconds. Some links, Chris,
mental.
Were 13 seconds.
Yeah,
some
man.
Links, I didn't say anything. I just sat there and I went, woo. That was it.
There we go. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you again. Thanks for voting if you did. But thanks for just being part of a little gang. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is, and it's extremely topical because I just did it beforehand and nearly done myself a mischief, swallowing a tablet dry.
Oh.
Don't do it, kids. Have some water. Don't be a hero.
So you went rogue and tried to do it.
Oh, so you know, so we've got these vitamin D tablets, haven't we?
Oh, they're tricky little.
Dry little fellas, aren't they?
Powdery.
Oh, well, I didn't realise I was really... I was making a coffee and they were above the coffee machine and I thought, I'll be dead cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the films with the hoit and then they click their head back.
Oh, yeah.
I did that and it just got stuck in the back.
What did it taste like?
Horrible. Like chalk. and I was running around the kitchen just coughing. My eyes were streaming. I haven't told you because I wanted to save it for this. I could have died down there. I could have choked.
If only.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Like,
if honestly, you go like that, if that's how you go.
Shoddy that.
That will be, oh, I'll be so annoyed. Yeah. Imagine.
The comedian, in one last comedic dose of irony, the comedian was taking a tablet to boost his immune system and he choked on it and died. What a fucking wanker.
I'll be so annoyed.
That would be such an embarrassment.
What was daddy like? What was daddy like, mummy? He was a fucking moron. That's what he was. Died. Taking a vitamin D tablet the size of your toenail, Wraith, at the age two.
They are tiny. They are absolutely tiny.
I took three in one go the other day.
Oh,
is that
you
bad?
Think you're hard, do you?
No, because I forgot.
Kids, don't do drugs. Don't listen to this. You're three vitamin D.
I forgot because I haven't been taking them and I thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to take three. And it was sunny outside.
You did a DDD.
I did a
triple D.
Triple D's.
Triple D. You triple dropped a triple D. Fucking hell. God.
The hairs on my arms went blonder, I swear. If that's a thing.
God almighty. That is how to tell you are on an old married podcast. You're bragging about how many vitamin D tablets you took. My hair was thicker. My teeth were whiter. My fingernails. I clipped them twice this week. Bloody vitamin D.
Do you know what it is?
Unbelievable.
I know we talk about this all the time, but I wasn't going to tell you this, right? Because I know that you catastrophize and I know that you don't like things like this. Mm. I watch this. I follow a podcast online, a big podcast. And he gets people. I'm not going to mention it. Everyone knows what it is. He gets people on and interviews them. And it's a lot of gurus and a lot of a lot of famous people.
Every 5 minutes.
Well,
eight things you need to do. Come
Chris,
on.
Chris, today there's a guy on.
Yeah.
He's interviewing this guy. And he's like, the number one reason why everybody is dying early.
Sugar.
No. Apparently, we're not breathing properly.
Fuck, Jesus.
And you know what you're like? What the fuck? Seriously, I can't keep up. I can't do it anymore. We're not breathing properly. Everyone's breathing. 99% of the entire world are breathing incorrectly, and that's why we're all dying quicker. And I was like, yeah.
But we're living long. But humans are currently living longer than we've ever lived. So
well, maybe he said it links to like ADHD, and then he said this thing, and he was like, if you can hear your child breathing during the night. Red flag. I was like, fuck me.
Oh, fuck me.
I literally put my head in my kids' rooms every night, not even that far in, and I can hear them really loud.
Just checking they're still
alive. So now my kids are fucking ill as shit, and I'm killing them by not getting them breathing. Oh God, I can't keep living this life where everything's bad and everything's wrong, and I just want to,
I've said it before.
Robin eats carrots sometimes.
Yeah.
And they had broccoli with their tea.
Yeah.
And I can't do it anymore.
I've said it before. To quote the fantastic comedian Pablo Francisco doing an impression of a 90s movie advert of Morgan Freeman and Keanu Reeves. We know too much.
We do know too much.
We know too much. It's went too far. Obviously, you're talking about Diary of a CEO.
Which I love. I think
it's
a brilliant podcast.
But you're right. He had one on the other day and it was like, we've got an expert on the number one thing that's killing everyone that you all eat. You all eat it, and it's killing you. Sugar. It was sugar. Mm-hmm. But fuck me. Like, but every 5 minutes on Instagram, it's like, do these 8 things today, and it'll change your life. Next one. These 20 things to do every morning that'll make you live the next one. These 15 things to do before bed. What? Hey, whoa, hey, what is all doing? How much time you all got? What's going on? How long is your fucking checklist before you have a shit in the morning? Oh, my word.
Too much.
Honestly, some of these things, if I've got to do all of these things every single day to live longer, I'd want to live longer if I've got to do all them things. Because it'll not be fun. Oh, heaven.
I'd happily check out at 75, mate.
75, yeah, cool. Let's do
I'm done. I've had a lovely time.
Cha-ching.
I mean, it depends how... We'll probably have grandkids and that hopefully then. So maybe, right, okay, 85. Right, putting 10-year on.
Okay, good.
I'll cut down on the sugar.
Everyone who's sorting all that out, if you can just log that. She wants to get out at 85, so just log that. And we'll sort that out. We'll have a whip round. And,
I hope so.
We'll sort that out. We'll make sure that's the thing.
But just make sure you're breathing properly, guys, because it's all about that breath. And if your kids are breathing too loud, then you fuck them.
Do that. I couldn't. If I was him hosting that podcast and I had someone on every 5 minutes telling us everything was wrong, I'd live in one of that. You know, Michael Jackson had one of them fucking air purifying bubbles. I'd sit in that. Fucking fat lad did him, like.
No, for me personally, for me personally, if these people came on and they said all of this, obviously I'd be like, wow, that's amazing. But then I would go, right, okay. Just to let you know, I'm following you around for the next week.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, why? And I go, because you've come on here.
Shitting everyone up.
Spouting all this to me. Yeah. Shit me pants.
Yeah.
I'm going to check you're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that you're living this life.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop my head in on the night time. I can hear you breathing, motherfucker. Wake up.
Well,
wake up, meditate for an hour, and then go back to Kip.
There was one recently where it said, don't breathe through your mouth when you're asleep. Breathing through your mouth when you're asleep is really bad. You've got to breathe through your nose. Breathing. I was like, what am I supposed to do? Gaffer, tape me fucking head shut.
Honestly, like, get me back to the olden days where I belong.
The olden
I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, we're pregnant women smoked and bloody old men had a bottle of whiskey every morning. Come on!
I'm Nancy from
Get
Oliver.
Get her back.
Get me back.
Get her back. God.
Anyway, here's
what's
a
the fucking point? I don't even play the jingle.
What
I don't
is the need point?
To listen to a jingle. Okay. Do you know listening to a jingle can take 5 seconds off your life?
Have a Kit Kat.
Hold on, 10 seconds. 15, you just lost 15 seconds.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle. Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
I wish I'd left the mic on there because she just sat back and just started shouting and screaming.
Oh, I just get annoyed. Do you know what it is? It's just like, don't give your children processed foods. You're killing yourselves. Do you know what it is? Stop selling it.
Yeah.
Stop making it and stop selling it because Class A drugs are illegal, right?
Yeah.
You get put in prison.
Yeah.
If you get caught selling Class A drugs, you get put in prison. If processed foods and all this stuff is killing me, then why are the big corporations still allowed to make it?
For making money.
Yeah, but I think it's all in moderation, isn't it? Life is about moderation.
Possibly. I don't know. Is it about moderation? Do you know what I want to do? This is what I thought I'd forgot. Every time someone lives till like 110 or whatever, and they interview them, they go, well, what's the secret to a long life?
Yeah.
And it's always like, you know, it's always like something like, oh, you know, one glass of whiskey a day or something, or oh, I never smoked, or some of them are like, oh, I never drank, or some of them are like, oh, regular sex or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to live to like 150 and be like the most famous person in the world for living that long, and then everyone's like, oh my god, is he alive? And I want to tell everyone something absolutely bollocks.
Like what?
That is, I don't know, like
cheese string a day.
Yeah, like I put a cheese string up my arse every morning. Like
chewed
the cheese string and pushed it right up my arse.
Absolutely, I'll not be here. 150. Yeah. 150 days on this earth.
Days?
No. What is it? Years?
What is it?
How many days? No, it's too many.
Too many days.
Put a tablet in me tea.
Put a tablet in. But hey, just get your vitamin D. Choke on it. That'll be that.
Oh, well, there you go.
That'll be that. They're probably, vitamin D's probably bad for you. Tablets are probably bad
for you. Let's stop. I'm so sorry.
Ooh,
what's that
about to drink? What's that, water?
Oh, water.
Careful.
But I don't know where it came from.
You can drown in a glass of water.
No, do you know what it is? It's probably got fucking tampon juice in it and all sorts.
Tampon juice, there's chlorine. Do you know how many people that's been through? Probably got your
set.
Plastic, there's plastic in there. Microplastic, plastic in your blood. Oh, let's
do you know what
fucking
it is? I'm going to stop watching stuff.
I
don't want to know
any
more information.
Nah.
Why do you think I watch shit TV?
Yeah.
I watch really shit TV, trash TV, because I just think, I'd rather watch people arguing about coming to an event than knowing how to breathe properly. So there you go.
I'm going to have to find out how to breathe properly.
So we.
I know you're supposed to breathe through your stomach. I know.
I don't even think it was that. I think it was it was about posture and all that shit. Anyway.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I've read it.
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, all I'm saying is, no, this is a good one. I read a jiu-jitsu book by Hicks and Gracie, and it's called Breathe, and it's about how
God, that might be him.
Hicks and Gracie.
That's the guy. His book's called Breathe. Oh my God.
No, can it be?
It is. It is.
Hicks and Gracie's on the CEO, Diary of a CEO podcast. It can't be.
Chris, I think it is. His book is called Breathe. Is it a yellow cover with the lungs on?
No. It's a man sitting in like a yoga position with the top off with the gi trousers on.
Right.
Hicks and Gracie.
Well, there can't be two books called the same thing.
The fucking can. What do you think? What do you think?
His might be
is?
Breath. I don't know.
Breath.
Oh, his is breath. Sorry.
Fuck me.
The new science of a lost art.
Oh, Jesus.
Breath. All right, fair enough. Oh, so yours
God.
Is called Breathe.
Yeah.
The one that you're
saying
about.
Is he says that he has everyone he fought. So he's an undefeated fighter, but everyone he fought, he had better cardio than because he would breathe through his stomach. So, you know, so sometimes when a UFC fighter or a boxer is in the corner and in between rounds and you look at them, they're breathing, but they're not heaving up and down with their chest. Their stomach's going in and out. So that's like, it pulls your diaphragm down a bit better. And sometimes I do, and it makes you breathe a bit better. So if you want to just hold your little tummy out.
All right.
But that might be the wrong way. I don't know what the right way is.
But I feel...
I'm not going to breathe again.
Do you know what? No, I feel terrible because I really don't want... this man or these people to think that we're slating them, because I promise you we're not. And I think you're bang... Can you please breathe?
Thanks for that.
We've got a lot of listeners on here, and I don't want to be slagging people off. That's not our crack. But at the same time, it's just we know too much.
I'm all right for being told I'm breathing wrong.
Anyway,
I'll stand by that.
We were at the National Television Awards the other night.
Yeah.
Did you watch it on the telly?
Did you enjoy it? You pulled a silly face, didn't you, behind Piers Morgan? I didn't know you were doing that. Pulled a little wink to the camera.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I just seen the camera, and I just thought. I'm going to.
It's called finding the lens, darling.
Is it?
You found the lens,
darling. I did, because I thought, sod it. I kind of knew by that point that we weren't going to win.
I was convinced it was him because he turned up. I was like, he wouldn't have fucking turned up. He's won.
We think that about everyone. Anyone with a big name who's turned up to an awards, we're like, they're not.
Well, that was the thing. When I saw him in the bar, I saw Piers Morgan in the bar, and I was like, he's won. He would not have turned up if he hadn't won. Then we're walking down the corridor, and Louis Theroux was standing next to him. I went, nah, he's won, because he wouldn't have turned up if he hadn't won. And then Graham Norton's team from So Television were behind us, and we know them, without Graham Norton. There. And they went, well, Graham's not here, so we haven't won. I went, you haven't won, but one of these two fuckers has won. And then he won.
I know.
That's why, honestly, I can't. Do you know how much relief I felt at midday on the day of the NTAs when no one could vote anymore? I felt so much relief. Anxiety's an overused word, especially for me, but I just get pure, like, stressed out about it. I'm like, I should be posting. I should post it every single second of the day, because even people get pissed off, but then one more person might vote and it's like,
I know. I think the way you need to look at awards, we've won some really cool awards in the past, right? Which I think, I don't know whether I'm not that competitive. I'm kind of like, I've won me awards now.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with what we've got. Obviously, it would have been amazing to win, but at the same time, you can't live like that, man.
That's the first one Graham Norton's won. And that's talking about 20 years. And he's an absolute powerhouse.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we literally look after his slot when he's not on air.
Yeah.
That's how big that show is. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, it's all good. But thank you if you did vote. Where are we?
Loud, down to the nitty gritty.
The gossip. Wasn't that much gossip?
Wasn't that much gossip. But one incredibly weird and strange thing did happen. So, we went to the toilets.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
We did.
Obviously, classic, the world. Massive queue for the ladies' toilets. Men's toilets are just waltzed right in, but they're next door to each other. You were in a queue of about 25 people.
I was, yeah. Because it's always the same with women's toilets. Yeah. Really irritating.
And I went, see you, sucker. And I went straight in. And I'm standing at the urinal having a wee.
Yeah.
And then I just hear, about 2 minutes later, not even 2 minutes, I just hear you going, Chris! And I looked over and I was like, what the hell? And I watched you coming into the gentlemen's toilets, being like smuggled in, like someone who was with you, the person who smuggled you in, looking like he was your bodyguard, opens up the cubicle and pushes you in the cubicle and goes, go on, love, go in there, and shuts the door so you can have a wee in the cubicle. Shane fucking Richie's. Shane Richie.
Literally. So you don't know this bit. So we were all in the queue, and Shane Richie's like, fucking hell, what are you doing, ladies? What are you doing? It's free. The cubicles are free in here. What are you doing? Queuing up? And I'm thinking,
such a man of the people,
isn't
he?
What the hell's going on, right? He's vaping and that. And then he just locked eyes with me. Genuinely, I don't think he had any idea who I was at all. Like, I just don't think he did. And then he just locked eyes with me, and I was like, I'll fucking go.
There we go.
I did protest. No. For the crowd, I protested a little bit. I've just worked this out.
There's a queue of 25 women, 24 of which would never dream of going into the man's toilets for a piss. Shane Richie says it because he's Shane Richie and he's, you know, man of the people. He's Albert Square's own Shane Richie. You know, he's working class lad. He used to be a blue coat in Ponton.
I'm your man.
He's one of us. He looked at 24 women who would rather die than go to the bloke's toilet, and he saw your face light up like Charlie when he found the golden ticket.
I didn't know. I did protest a little bit because I didn't know who was in that queue.
While walking towards the men's
TV
toilets.
Execs and that could have been that queue, me going, I'll come in the box. No, I was like, no, I couldn't possibly. And then he grabbed me on and I went, yo, go on then.
Yeah.
And I was desperate for a wee, to be fair.
And he took you in.
And then I seen you washing your hands. Well done, by the way, because a lot of them weren't.
Well, he stood outside the cubicle. He pushed you in the cubicle and he stood outside like a doorman. He stood there like he took like a doorman or a bodyguard. Yeah. He just stood there looking
well. Well, yeah. No, sorry.
No, go on.
I've just, I haven't told you this yet. I was saving this for the podcast. Do you know how I get people mixed up?
Oh, Jesus. Right. What did you call him?
I didn't call him anything. Oh, so God. I'm glad I didn't, right? Because the name I was going to, who I thought it was.
No, I'll tell you. I'm
going
to guess it.
Right.
Let me write it down.
Well, hang on. So you mentioned his name.
Right.
And I went, right, that's the one.
Right.
There's three of them. There's three blokes who I think are the same bloke.
Hold on. Let me write them down.
Okay, right. I've wrote them down here.
There's three of them.
There's three blokes who, they're all different. They're all very different, but I always just think that they're the same person.
Right.
Okay.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it.
Right.
Right, I've got them both written
down.
Well,
I've wrote them on a bit of paper and I'm putting it down.
Okay.
So I want to see if we'll get it the same. Right, okay. Go on.
Well, hold on. Give me the bit of paper.
Right, that's in that corner.
Okay, what corner?
In the on the other side, you'll see it. It's in the top corner.
Top corner, right. They're the two that I've written.
Yes!
Have I got exactly the same ones? Look. Fucking hell. Bradley Walsh and Brian Connolly.
And Shane Ritchie.
I knew it.
Same man. Same man.
The same one.
The same people. What the fuck? I nearly called him Brian Connolly.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I swear to God. And then you went Shane Ritchie and I was like, oh God, it's Shane Ritchie.
Oh,
of course it is.
God.
And then Bradley Walsh.
You shouldn't be allowed out in public.
I genuinely think they're the same
You shouldn't
person.
Be allowed out with these places.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, so Brian Connolly, was he the one? It's a puppet.
Yeah, and his brother is a floor manager. His brother was floor managing the NTEs.
With the grey hair?
Blonde hair, sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
He does all Ant and Dec stuff.
Yeah, and he does the... Didn't he do Strictly?
Yeah, he does Strictly as well.
Yeah. Lovely bloke. And then Bradley Walsh is the Chase.
Yeah.
And then Shane Ritchie is, you
what's
know...
What's wrong with you, man?
EastEnders.
What's wrong with you?
Well, you knew, so you think
yeah,
the same.
No, I don't think the same.
No, they were the same generation.
I know how your brain works.
In years to come.
Yeah.
In years to come.
Right.
People now, young people now, in years to come, will be saying that comedian, and they'll go Ian Sterling, Joel Dommett, and Chris Ramsey in the same breath.
I'll take that.
And you should take that. Because
I will
that's
absolutely
a compliment,
take that. I'll
right?
take that.
But that's what I mean. You are the same age.
Yeah.
You look similar. White men.
Yeah.
In that game.
I'll take that.
So, but then I talked to Shane Ritchie about being a blue coat because he was a blue coat at Breen.
Well,
so was his
you're
son.
Missing out. You're missing out a very my. So he gave me my new phrase, my new favorite phrase that I've never used
all
since.
Right,
but I'm keeping it in my locker. Yeah. I'm going to use it. So, me and him were standing outside the toilet, chatting outside the cubicle, mm-hmm. and you were inside the cubicle, whinging that it smells. And I was like, "Yes, the boys' toilet does smell."
Yeah, it was awful.
And then he went, "You all right in there, love? You're like, yeah. You having a muck out? You having a muck out? I went, a what? You went a muck out?
You meant
so,
shit, didn't
a poo?
You? Yeah.
A muck out? I've Stop. Never heard that. I mean, I was buzzing with that. I can't wait in a public place to stand up and go, I'm just going for a quick muck out.
And he also invited us to go to the square for a look
square?
Around.
You beat the square?
You want to go to the square?
You want to come to the square? So we're going to go to the square at some point, have a look around. It was just a great night. Great night
what
had by
night.
All.
What
great
a night
had by all. Just a lovely conversation I had with TV Shane Ritchie while the sound of my wife pissing rung in the background. Just what you know. It's why I got into this business.
It's true. It was a lovely night. Well done to everyone who won. It was a genuinely nice night. We did leave early because Chris is a party pooper.
It's fucking miles away. Apologies to everyone who had to come to our O2 show. Jesus.
Yeah, it is
it's
in the middle
miles
of
away.
True.
And I knew what time room service finished at the hotel as well.
I know you did. So we went back. I got a bowl of pasta.
Yeah,
it was
you
absolutely
did. You're
amazing.
A little scoffer. So don't you dare have a go at me.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Very quick question for you.
Okay.
Which finger do you use to put Sudocrem on Rafe's arse?
Wow. Mm. Genuinely didn't see that coming. I use my index finger.
Which one's that? Is that the second one?
Are you serious?
Second one in.
Are you serious?
Oh, I don't know which one's an index finger. Why?
Are you serious?
Is this
you
a
don't
joke?
Know? No. Is this... Everyone... Is anyone listening... Surprised by this. You don't know what an index finger is.
I know what it is. I don't know for certain. I've got it. It's the second one. That's the index finger. And then, what? Chris, what are they called? Right.
There's my fingers.
Yes.
Right, what's that one?
Little finger.
Or the Americans call it?
Or pinky.
Yeah.
Right.
What's that one?
Third one.
Fuck off.
What's it called?
What goes on that when you get married?
Ring finger.
That's your ring finger.
Right, okay. For
what's
both
that
hands?
One?
Index. What is it?
What am I doing?
Giving us the swearing as.
Right, but do you call that giving sticking up your index finger, or do you call that sticking up your
V? What? That's a V. What? That's a V.
What's that? What is that? Where
middle,
is that?
Middle.
There we
finger.
Go. What's the next one?
So that's your index finger.
I am I'm shocked.
Is everybody meant to know that?
Everyone does know that.
Do they?
No wonder you panicked when you thought you weren't breathing properly. You might not be breathing properly. Do you breathe in through your arse? Yes?
I don't think it. Right, okay. No, but now I know. So, thumb.
Well done.
Index, yeah. Middle, ring,
yeah.
Pinky.
There we go.
It's not pinky. What's it called? Little.
Little finger.
Right. All right, well, I use my middle finger to put your pseudocrem on.
Right, I don't think anyone cares about that now. No, I think you've gone this far, 37, without knowing. Guys, this isn't made up, you know. We don't go or be like, you know, be like stupid and I can take the mick out of you, pretend you don't know stuff.
Okay.
I'm
put me in a situation where I need to know what my fingers are called. And then tell me that I don't know something really important.
Hello 111. What seems to be the problem, Mrs. Ramsey? Oh, your finger's hurting. Oh, which finger?
I'd say me second one in. And they go, but
what's
your
that?
Middle finger. And I go, that's the one. Didn't need to know.
What are you ringing 111 for anyway about your fingers?
What are you ringing 111 for?
Pathetic.
Why does this get brought up? I don't think that this is a thing that everybody knows.
You don't think that everyone knows? Does everyone know left and right?
That's different.
It's not.
It is. You have to know your left and right to drive a car. You have to know your left and right to get to places. You don't have to know what your fingers are called.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I disagree with that. And I did know. It's just I didn't know what order they were. But now
I can count. I just don't know what order the numbers go in.
Maybe this is something that I think a lot of me specifically, and I think a lot of adults think, you get taught these things and then you don't remember them. And then there never comes an opportunity to find out. And you just got to go through pretending that you do know.
Okay.
Your toes got names? No, they're just the same. Fuck my ass.
Okay. Yeah, your ring toe. There's no ring toe, is there?
No.
Your big toe? Is your little toe? Middle toe.
I do know that if you don't have some of your toes, you can't walk.
Okay.
Because they balance you out.
Okay.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, I think I might have cheated in knowing all the fingers because in The Way I Am by Eminem, he says, the media immediately points a finger at me, so I point one back at him, but not the index or pinky or the ring or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a fuck when you walk.
So there you go. So I'm sorry. You've learned
But he doesn't say middle finger. I'm in shock that you've got children. Oh.
I know. I don't think I genuinely didn't think this would go here, but I didn't think that was a bad thing to not know that.
Why were you asking us what finger I put it on?
Just, you know what it is? I was putting pseudocreme on the bairn the other day, and I was like, I use the same finger all the time because it's my longest finger.
Yeah.
That middle finger.
So when I press...
And to get into the thing. And I just thought... It's really grim putting pseudocreme on a baby's arse, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it works fast, though. Can't knock pseudocreme like. Got a red raw bum, bit of pseudocreme on. Next time you change his nappy, he's fine.
It's great, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Just something that I thought I'd ask
So,
you.
Robin, whenever I'm in the car, if I'm changing something on the screen of the car, like the little radio touchscreen thing, I use my middle finger because I don't have to reach as far.
Yeah.
And if Robin's sitting in the front of a little treat, it's a short journey, he's in the front, he goes, why are you using that finger?
Oh.
He always asks us, and I go because it's close at the screen, and he can't. But I get you; it is sometimes the way you stretch. Yes,
yeah. But bigger than the rest.
Use me index finger, just so you know. Mm. Use me index finger, and then I clean it on the nappy, right where his bum would be on the nappy, so he gets double. So waste not, want not.
Yeah, I usually use a wipe to wipe it off because I try to wash it straight in the water in the sink, and it's just
aqua resistant.
It is.
Yeah, water resistant, aquaphobic.
So, sorry about that, guys. Let's
carry on. Yeah, I mean. Wow. Raising children.
Oh,
doesn't
shit.
Know what they're... Oh, there we go. Just dropped my phone. Fool. Absolute fool. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef.
Ladies first, and I'm pointing at you with my first finger next to thumb.
Index finger.
Index finger. Well done.
Thank you.
Good God.
You're not getting any better at being really melodramatic about really ridiculous things.
Okay.
I just thought you would get better, but the way that you speak and the way that you say things is ridiculous. So, our youngest Rafe, 2.5, is currently a little bit obsessed with these two Lego characters that Robin has. They're Mario and Luigi.
Yes.
And they're like, Luigi! Like they have batteries in, it's weird.
Yeah, it's the interactive Mario and Luigi.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Loves them, right? Obsessed with them. Doesn't really play with them, just kind of holds them and carries them around. You said to me the other day,
yeah,
it was actually a little while ago, but I wrote this down. This is the exact conversation that we had, right? So you went to me,
yeah,
where are Mario and Luigi? And I replied, I think they're outside. And you replied, that's me nightmare.
Yeah.
That's your nightmare.
Yeah.
Your nightmare is that two
inside
toys
outside.
Are outside.
Inside toys outside.
And I'm not, the reason I wrote this down was because he didn't say it in a joking way. He literally was like, that's me nightmare.
It is
and
me
then
nightmare.
Walked off. Like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why live in such a high state of drama all the time?
Why live in a world where outside toys and inside toys are interchangeable?
I don't care.
I care. Because I'm the one who gets, where's Mario and Luigi? Let's set this up, Dad. Why is Mario not working? Where's Mario's hat? Where's Luigi's hat? Oh, I don't know. Your fucking mom, or possibly Mama or Sandra, just let you leave them outside in the pissing down rain.
I just think
sometimes... Why doesn't Mario and Luigi work anymore? Why can't I lie them down? The favourite thing I like to do, Daddy, is lie Mario down and he starts snoring and sleeping when you lie him down. Luigi lies next to him and when Luigi snores, he goes... They're both laughing at it. They think it's great. Oh, God, can't happen now because fucking Mama and Mam let we put them outside in a paddling pool because there's no fucking rules anymore.
Well, I think our children are too spoiled because I think they have all their batteries are always in their toys. And
you've got a thing about this, haven't you?
I just think they need to grow up a little bit sometimes being gutted that things don't work.
But why just break stuff? Why just allow things to be broken? It's disgraceful. No.
In my defence, I wouldn't do it deliberately. They were just happened to be outside.
And electric actually, toys shouldn't be left outside.
I don't think they were outside, though. I just said they might
have been. The very idea that you thought they could have just been outside is disgusting.
We're not getting annoyed at me not knowing where toys are. We're getting annoyed at you being ridiculous about it. Like, why couldn't you have just said, do you know where they are? And I'd have went, oh, they might be outside or they're upstairs. And you'd gone, all right, no worries, I'll have a look. Literally,
I went outside.
That's
I searched in. I went outside. I searched in the plants. I searched everywhere. They weren't. Thankfully, they were upstairs in the loft.
Yeah, I knew they would have been.
Oh God!
Right, what's your beef for me?
Oh, apart from the fact that you and your mom just interchange. Do you know what your mom does as well?
That's
my weekly beef for Sandra. I forgot about this. She takes parts of toy sets to her house, and we never see them again. So there'll be a full set of cars, of things, of all this, and it'll have. Say the set's got 15 pieces. She'll take 7 of them to her house. And they're gone.
She also takes clothes.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. She takes loads of clothes.
Fucking
like,
magpie.
She sends me videos of like, and listen, my mom's amazing. Like, you know, your parents are amazing. We've got such good childcare.
Yeah, yeah.
But she sent us a video of the kids at the beach the other day. And they had these, and I was like, I've been looking for them for weeks. You've got them on the bit, which is fine. But like, just tell us. Oh, hey, they love it. They love a bit of mama.
My beef with you.
Oh,
and I don't know, I may have done this before, but it's a rehash, right?
Right.
It's a double-headed.
Do you know what? Sorry. Getting into autumn now. Mm. Corned beef hash.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
I'm really hungry.
Because I said beef and hash.
Yeah, I'm starving. Well, not beef. Corned beef. I'm starving.
Okay. Now, my beef with you.
Yeah.
Apart from your brain's a pinball machine. We're working again now. I've had the summer. We've been afforded a lovely summer at home with the
kids.
Yes,
we have.
But we're working. I went down to do some filming the other day. And then I was in the hotel. We do that thing where I'm down for like 3 nights and I'm in the hotel. And then we go, okay, well, rather than change an hotel, you just come and meet me in the hotel. That room.
Oh, God, don't. What?
That room, when it's just me for 3 days in that hotel, is like a military platoon.
Oh, it's horrible. It's like American Psycho vibes.
It's perfect.
Like Christian Bale.
Everything's lined up. Everything's perfect. Stuff's unpacked. Everything's where it should be. You come
that
in.
That cupboard was so icky.
Really?
I opened the cupboard and it was just all of Chris's clothes. Everything hung up.
What one was it?
It's like, do you live here now? For
5 days I live here. I've been there 3 days. You come in and it is absolute carnage. Like, you just come in, just you open your toilet, you walk into the bathroom, open your toiletry bag, and you must throw it into the air because it's just stuff everywhere. Lids over here, bottoms on there. All the little things in the shower are just everywhere. There's razors lying about. It's minging. It's like, I'd been there for 3 nights, and you made more mess in 20 minutes than I'd made in 3 nights. And I'd had 3 meals in that room, right? And not just that, and this has been one for a while now, I now always take a much bigger case when we go anywhere together. And you go, what are you taking that massive case for? And it's because you have some kind of... When you're at home, you can pack a case and it's packed and it's perfect and it's bulging at the seams and it's just like, it's as full as it could possibly be. And we get there and I don't know whether you just fill all your stuff with air and you go to put it back in the kit and you go, I haven't got room. How did you bring it all down? You haven't bought anything new. You haven't acquired any other stuff. If anything, you probably ate most of the stuff that was in your case that you brought down because you probably bought snacks and all kinds.
Excuse me.
I have to repack your case for you when we're leaving a hotel.
Got no answer for you, Chris.
I don't know how you
honestly,
do it.
It baffles me as well.
That's why I've been a bigger case to put your overflow of shit in. I had to put overflow of your stuff in my case. But then you, why are you taking that massive case? It's ridiculous. You've got,
no, it's half I'll empty. Stop you there.
It's half empty,
no,
mate.
Don't take that back. I always tell you to take a bigger case because you always take a tiny case. And I go, why are you taking that tiny case?
You're misremembering stuff.
You might
stuff,
as well have room.
You're misremembering stuff.
Absolutely
I said I'm
going to
take one of the new big cases and you said, why take the big case?
No, I would never say that. Nah, I love packing loads. I was annoyed I took a small case, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Apologise.
Three bags you had. You had three bags. You had a suit.
Yeah, and I was actually
suitcase,
seething.
Suitcase, suit bag, shoulder bag, handbag.
Yeah. We need a medium suitcase. That's a problem.
Oh,
we go through suitcase. We were talking about this. We go through suitcases like bloody hot dinners us.
It is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Most normal people will use a suitcase twice a year.
Yeah.
We bought some in the summer. We've used them about 10 times.
I know.
It's mad. They're fucked. One trip as well. Well, I don't know what them baggage handlers do. What, the plane?
Well,
air hockey?
This is why I think material suitcases are the way to go.
But then
we went rogue. We went rogue and we tried getting one of the, like, what are they called, man? Like the tortoise shell ones?
Yeah, like the case, the hard case ones.
Scruffy, mate.
Recycled. They're recycled.
Are
they? Fucking hell. Honestly, I think the baggage guys, I think they're sitting on them and going down slides. It's unbelievable.
They just hide them.
I mean, they've got, you know, it's probably a difficult job to be fair, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't slag anyone off these days, can
you? Can't, no, take it back.
That's it. We'll slag them off. They'll see our cases and that's it. Going on a holiday, are you?
Fuck you, Ramsey.
Gone, kicking off the back of the plane.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's time for questions from the public.
What's this? Questions from the public. Just a new tune.
You let us know though.
What?
You? I'm doing the normal one, and you've. What the hell's going on?
Sorry.
You've gone rogue. You've gone solo.
Ooh.
What?
I'd recorded some of the singing last night from the concert that I'm doing.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
I'll show you later.
Cool. You got any questions?
I do. Yeah, I do. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Oh, no. As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinandorder@gmail.com.
Oh, God. Here's a quick would you rather.
Love them.
Right. You're offered $50,000.
Right.
But if you accept it, the person you hate the most gets $100,000. Would you rather take it or leave it? This person says, it's a no from me. I'd rather be poor than give money to an enemy.
Wow. I've seen this online.
Oh, have you?
And the top reply is absolutely, why would I not want $150,000?
So they are the person that they hate themselves. Okay, fair enough.
Which is great. But it is a really good question. Now, but my question would be, who do I hate most in the world? I don't think I hate anyone.
No, me neither. I dislike a lot of people, but
who do I dislike?
I don't think
most.
I hate anyone.
I'm trying to think of someone I actually dislike. I mean, in moments, if we've just had a blaring argument.
Don't say me.
No, but there's moments. That's the beautiful thing about marriage. You can literally tell someone to fuck off to their face. It'd be like, fuck you. And then you're like, oh,
you
we're still sleeping.
Me.
No, but in argument, I just said that I don't hate anyone. So get that out of your mind.
But then you very quickly went to my name.
Because that's the thing about marriage. In that moment, you can really, really dislike each other.
Oh, yeah.
But still love each other and go, you know, we're not going anywhere. So if you just came in, if you came in just after we'd had a blairer and put a microphone in your face, like the Daz Doorstep Challenge, and offered us that, we'd have 150 grand in our bank, in our joint bank account.
Okay, then,
that'd be magic.
Yeah.
I would personally do it.
50 grand's better than out.
So I think this story...
And hopefully the person who I hate who gets 100 grand, hopefully they'll choke on it.
Or you can eat yours, like?
Maybe. No, I don't know. No, I would do it.
I think this is a hypothetical question given to teenagers who are at school and high school and they hate someone and they think they hate someone. It's the most annoying person. So imagine go back to school. And now imagine you're going to get a shitload of money, but the person you absolutely hate the most is going to get double it. Mm. And you know what? I probably wouldn't. I'm quite vindictive like that. I'd probably say no.
Oh, I would.
In this scenario, if there's someone I hated more than anyone in the world, would I want them getting double my prize money? Absolutely not. I'd rather go with nothing. Yeah, but then they'd be left with nothing as well.
Oh, no. I would do it.
Could you maybe get them it and get you it, but then you know what's happening? You just go and rob them?
No. I don't think that's part of it.
I feel like it's part of it.
There's a lesson in this, isn't there? I think this divides people.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I would take the 50 grand. But like you say, I don't hate anyone enough. I'd be like, enjoy 100 grand, you dick. But I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
It's quite nice, actually, knowing you don't hate anyone. Isn't that a nice thing?
Who's this maniac with 150 grand to spare?
Oh.
Going around.
It'll be, what's his face, man? He does all of them.
Oh,
Elon.
Elon.
So he first had overloads of money and by name. It's him. He does all the woodier all there. Is he kidding us? He's nearly given me £1 million for eating the shit.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
Great.
Oh, what a guy. What a guy.
what a kind man.
To have that kind of disposable income and that kind of time on your hands must be great. Must be great.
Just, I think if you were a billionaire, right, I think you would... just go around doing would you rathers.
Me?
Yeah.
I said at college once. I said, you want to pray? Because I used to ask him loads of would you rathers in the van. I said, you want to pray? I don't win Euro Millions or something. Because I will dedicate a quarter of my Euro Millions to making you do mad stuff. I would.
I know you would.
I got him once. I think I got him once to say that he would drink a gallon of water from the Thames to be a WWE wrestler for the night.
Well, Carl Hutchinson loves wrestling so much that money just didn't mean anything to him. But being a wrestler for the night meant
more. Because he didn't want to be ill. I would go, will you drink water? Because I think we're going past the Thames on tour once and it was one of them days where the light catches it and it's like brown.
Oh, God, why is it so disgusting?
God, it's just a river and a city, isn't it? But
our river's lovely.
You're joking, aren't you? It's fucking disgusting.
No, but the River Tay, at least it looks at the colour of water.
Sometimes. Depends. I think I caught the Thames on a really bad day. But turns out that literally one glassful of Thames water will hospitalise you, so don't be drinking. Don't be giving anyone
would it?
Money. WWE superstardom or not, don't be drinking a gallon of Thames water.
No, let's not.
You will die.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I've just been listening to episode 225, where you're discussing a teacher who got students to vote on who they thought had farted. Do you remember? Because no one owned up. If you're new to the podcast, this is the level.
Yeah.
Right? Don't be expecting any highbrow shit.
If you spotted us on the NTEs and thought, I'll have a listen to this, this is it.
Oh, yeah.
People are... We are getting correspondence in relation to talking about a story where a teacher voted on kids who'd fought. This is where we are.
This is the level.
And we're never going to change for anyone.
No, fuck that. I'm dead happy doing what we do. Zap. I love talking about shit. I love talking about wanking and coming and tits and all that stuff.
So you'll snip that up for the next advert for the podcast.
I do. I don't care, right? Because this is called escapism. And this is how people talk with their peers. But me and Chris are just happy to do it on a bigger platform.
We might be the only podcast where people actually listen with headphones when they're in the house on their own, rather than put it on a speaker, just in case
that is
someone
true.
Outside
that is
hears, true. Or maybe postman or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So we're listening to that. And following your discussion of whether students fart openly in school, because I was intrigued. Mm-hmm. I was intrigued to know. Speaking as me, Rosie.
Our son Robin told me that someone farted on the school bus yesterday.
Oh, really?
He couldn't believe his luck.
Oh, he'll be doing
He's
it.
He's like, I had a hole in my nose. It was disgusting. I couldn't breathe. And my first thought was, I bet it was you.
No, he wouldn't. I don't think he would. Not yet. Okay. Give him a couple more years. Following your discussion of whether students fought openly in school, as a current high school teacher, I can confirm students do not care whether you know they farted. In fact, they are very proud of it.
Wow.
I have had students asked to go outside to fart, stand up and fart, and waft it around them, and even walk to the front of the classroom, lift up one leg, and let one rip.
Fantastic.
In brackets, honestly, who these child's parents are, I do not know.
The confidence of this generation.
Sadly, probably us.
Yeah.
But once we laugh a lot at pumps in this house.
Pumps are brilliant.
And I don't know whether, you know, is that a good thing?
I feel like if you're not laughing at pumps, what's the point?
What's the point in life?
What's the point?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah, honestly. It's like killers. How you lucky. Can't laugh at a fart.
Yeah.
Like when the kids fart, we laugh the most when Ray farts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he farts and he goes, ooh.
He's like, hey. And Robin finds it hilarious. Yeah,
but Ray will fart and go, what's that? And he goes, it's fucking you. It's like a dog. You ever seen a dog fart and get scared, get angry?
Me? Okay, but one story that will always stick with me happened to a colleague in my department. Two boys, brackets, and sorry, Chris, it is usually boys. Yeah. I'm yet to find a girl that openly farts in school.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's true. Two boys decided to have a farting competition in the middle of English.
Farting competition.
I'm not sure what the purpose of this competition was, but can safely say there was a clear winner. One boy, let's call him John, took this competition far too seriously and squeezed as hard as he could to get out what he hoped would be the winning fart. Instead, a poo came out.
Of course.
In the middle of class.
Shat himself.
He raised his hand, stated he had in fact pooed himself and needed to be excused. As he was escorted out of the classroom, he gave a quick shake of his trouser leg and a solid round poo slipped down his leg and onto the floor in the middle of the corridor 2 minutes before break time. That's rank. I was a new teacher at the time, but as I was passing the scene of the crime, I was tasked with the role of guarding the poo, not something I had covered in training. While students had to go around, all of course disguised but unable to hide their curiosity. The poo was removed by the poor 70-year-old caretaker with a poo bag like a dog.
Make the kid remove it.
Yes.
Make him remove it. There's a bag. Pick your own shit up, you dirty, dirty little rotter.
I know. It is manky, that.
He was lucky it was a solid as well, Has he not got kegs on? What's going on? What's happened to this generation?
I don't know.
Broken Britain?
Broken Britain?
How dehydrated is this kid? How dehydrated is this kid that he's knocking out rabbit shits, rolling down his leg like fucking pool balls? What the hell's going on?
All that processed food he's added.
Oh, but yeah, he's not breathing properly.
The story obviously got around school within the 10 minutes of break, and discussions in the staff room were, God, how embarrassing, that poor child, he'll not be back for days. Well, John returned within the hour. Clean trousers, a grin on his face, and became a living legend amongst his peers. I will never understand teenage boys.
Own it. You've got to own it. That's the thing. If he disappeared home and let people chat about it for a couple of days, he'd have come back mortified. They'll have seen the sort of the chink in his armour and they'll have went for it. He owned it.
He'd be fruit and fibre, John, wouldn't he?
I am the shitter. Wow. Fair play. I've got to respect that.
No, I don't respect that.
At that
disgusting
age, though, that kind of, like, mental fortitude's probably the wrong, but that kind of, like, confidence and that almost emotional maturity to not go, oh God, what have I done? To
I
go,
think kids
I did
are
it.
A lot more... I think kids are a lot more confident now.
But like, how unvulnerable is John mentally and emotionally that he can just knock a shit down his trouser leg and be like, high fives when I get back once I've washed my hands, dickheads? Like, unbelievable. I envy it.
Got the lost and found for some new kegs.
It's just I just remember kids like when I was at school, lads who were like so, that could talk to girls so well, and they just, it was impossible to take the piss out of them. And they watch it, like, that he'll be one of them kind of lads. Uh-huh. Can't take the piss out of him, he's not bothered, laughs if you try and take the piss, can take the piss out of other people really easily, can talk to lasses.
Did you talk to girls at school?
I wasn't great at it,
no.
Just joking and being silly and being daft.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there was no girl, none of the sort of girls
in my
class.
Hang around with any girls?
Nah.
No?
Nah. None of the girls in my class would have been like, you know, oh, I fancy him. They'll be like, oh, he's funny, or he's nice, or he's canny. I was friends with girls, but I didn't like hang around with them around. Like when we used to go to my mate's house on a Friday night to like watch Band of Brothers and eat pizza.
Mm.
If a girl had turned up, I believe would have all just sat in the corner staring at them, terrified, like there was a fucking lion in the room.
Have I married? The school nerd.
Yeah, but I never shat myself, so there's that. You shat yourself.
I wasn't. No, I was being done. I was really little.
You still shat yourself. I never shat myself.
I did shit myself at school.
I've told you once, haven't I, that I came home.
We talked about that in an episode.
I think
before,
so. Yeah. Cowpat. Big cowpat in your knickers. Came home, sat on the sofa. Your mum's like, what can I smell? Checked everyone's shoes. Checked your knickers. Big old giant melted brownie right in your old knickers. I wasn't as young as you'd think. It's awful that way. I must have mentioned the annoying bit that it was all over your tampon.
Oh god!
No, you weren't that old. I must have mentioned the time when I've got this. I was in the infants. We weren't a religious family, but I was in the infants, and I came home, and my mom said that she took me little t-shirt with a collar off. I had like a polo, what they're called, polo shirt.
Polo
like,
shirt.
Like a collar. She took me t-shirt off.
Oh, hang
off.
On, you know your index finger, but you don't know what a polo shirt's called.
Because I get...
Stupid.
What's polo neck? What's a polo neck?
Polo neck is the one that looks like foreskin.
I thought that was a turtleneck.
No, it's a polo neck.
What's a turtleneck?
Same.
Ridiculous.
And then it's polo shirt.
Wrong.
With collar.
So anyway.
It's not wrong, it's right.
I think it's wrong. T-shirt with a collar. My mum... It looked yellow or something, and my mum smelled it and said it smelled like wee.
Oh.
And she was like, have you weed on this? And I must have been 6 or 7.
Mm.
And I just remember so clearly, I going, have you weed on this? And I'm going, no. And she's going, have you weed? And I was going, no. Like, even at that age, I remember thinking, how?
Mm.
How would I have weed on it? Why would I have weed on it? Well, I've took it off and weed, and then, but I didn't, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you thought. She made a swear on the Bible that I hadn't weed on it.
Yous aren't even religious.
Not even a religious swear. I remember, you know the spare room at the top of the stairs on the left? She went upstairs. Yeah. Went upstairs, got a Bible out of the... Why there's a Bible in there? Like a fucking guest room. Like the Gideons have put it there in the guest room.
Jesus.
She got the Bible and made us put my hand on it and made us swear that I hadn't... Like, it was mad. And we're not even religious. It's so strange.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Why did I not know that?
I can't believe I haven't told you that. Swear on this Bible that you didn't wee on your polo shirt.
Swear on the Bible that means nothing to you.
Yeah.
You've not peed
well,
on
no,
this
polo shirt. Well, no, because we did, you know, Lord's Prayer and that after assembly and all
well,
that.
Well, you so. Weirdly, you quite liked all of the religious stuff, didn't you, when you were little?
Mm.
Do you think it's because it wasn't rammed down your throat that you actually
I liked
had
all
a
the
bit
stories
more of an
in
interest in it? Yeah.
I loved all the stories. Yeah. I came in after religious studies once and my dad told us it was all bollocks.
Oh, that's nice.
I think I was about 6.
Oh.
He was like, it's all but his exact words, if you've got children listening, I don't know why, but if you've got children listening, stop them listening right now before I say this. His exact words were, it's all rubbish, son, just like Santa Claus.
No, he didn't.
I was 6. My mum bollocked him. Apparently,
no.
I didn't hear him. Apparently, I didn't hear him, but it was all bollocks. It's all bollocks, son, just like Santa Claus.
Shut up.
He must have been having a really bad day. He must have been having a really bad day.
I am seething.
Yeah.
Oh, I love your dad. Don't tell us that. That's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Billy.
Yeah. Then my mum had to say, get him to say that he was lying, that he was just being silly. He swore on the Bible that he was being silly.
What's going on? We're going to uncover some trauma from Chris's past life. Swear
we're
on
digging,
this Bible.
We're digging deep.
Hey. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Can you please settle a debate for us?
Always.
We were watching an episode of Jeopardy. Why is Jeopardy?
It's that weird... Sure, it's not weird. I mean, it's a very, very popular show in America. But it's where they have to answer the question with like, "What is a?" The answer's always "What is a?" And then they put the answer. So when they say the answer, it has to be "What is a such and such." They have to say it like it's a question. It's a quiz show in America.
Right, okay.
But the answer is, you know, it'll be like, for instance, it'll be like, "What is the name of the invisible line that runs all the way around the middle of the Earth?" Beep, Chris. What is the equator? You have to answer it like that. Rather than saying the equator, I have to say, what is the equator? And I don't know why. I've only seen clips of it on movies.
You've absolutely lost us.
Do you understand
when we
what
were,
I
when
did?
We were at the NTAs,
yeah.
Lee Mack won the award. Well done for the 1%.
Yeah, congratulations,
yeah.
Lee.
They played a clip of
the 1% show. Club. Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah, you. I would. So,
I don't understand.
Sorry to talk about the NTAs again, but these cameras roving around and they just randomly get. It's quite stressful.
You can't relax for
you
the entire
relax.
Time.
You've got to
as
stand there
you're,
smiling. You
as
know.
Soon as you're in there, you're breathing in. You know,
yeah.
You can't relax.
Wrong, probably breathing wrong. There's literally cameras just come on you all the time to get your reactions, just randomly. Yeah. At one point, Joel Dommett did one of the segments sitting on my knee.
Yeah.
He didn't explain why. It was never referenced. I don't know why it happened. Still a bit weird, but, you know, mm-hmm. I've had worse looking guys sit on my knee.
All right.
So, but it come up on, it was like, and the nominees are Lee Mack, the 1% Club, and it came up and I watched the clip and it showed the guy get it right and you literally leant into me and went, don't know what the hell's going on here. What was that? How did he get that right? What was that? Five. How many digits? I don't understand that show. And I'm smiling and clapping going, fucking shut up, you lunatic.
I didn't say it that loud because the guy who came up with the whole concept of the game
sitting
was right in front of us.
Sitting in front of
us. I didn't say that loud.
Sitting in front of
us. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm in the 1%.
No.
Who don't understand it.
No, you're in the 99%.
Who don't understand it.
No, the 1% are the best. The 99 are the rubbish.
What the fuck?
I think the whole point is that as they get harder, it's like 1% of people got this right. You're in the...
Right.
You're
so
in
the...
Well, no, okay, you're in the...
I haven't probably watched it.
You're in
fair,
the other 1% of fucking people
that's
who...
That's what I'm
saying. People who got bored reading the question and pissed off.
Right. That's what I mean. I know the quiz shows are great. I just personally...
Not all great.
Anyway, right. We were watching an episode of Jeopardy and it came to light that my husband thought that bats were birds, not mammals.
Right.
While he now admits he is wrong, he does not understand why I think it is utterly ridiculous that a 28-year-old man thought that bats were birds. Is this a forgivable gap in knowledge or just completely unintelligent?
Well, you've heard this episode because my wife didn't know what an index finger was.
I knew a bat wasn't a bloody bird, though.
Do you know why it's not a bird?
Because it drinks milk from its mom's tit. That's what mammals do. Is that right? Am I right?
That and it's not born in an egg.
Right.
Yeah, it's just born. It's not
vaginally.
Hatched. Probably.
Yeah.
They might go rogue dude out the arse, I don't know. But I imagine it's vaginally. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're not in an egg. And yeah, they're a mammal because the suckle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. That's how I know what mammals are.
Okay.
Breastfeed.
Very well done. I didn't even know that breastfeed one. Well done.
Listen, I could be wrong.
Brilliant. But... You ever been in a bat cave at the zoo?
Oh, I hate bats.
Yeah, but you're about to go in. I think there's one in London Zoo. I've been in a couple in my life. Be honest, I don't want to brag, but I've been in all the bat caves.
Good.
Apart from the real one, Bruce won't let us in. The bats, they're literally like, oh yeah, they're going to fly around next year. They'll whiz past you, but they've got echolocation. They won't hit you, but they will whiz past you. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying.
I think bats are really scary.
And you're like, well, it doesn't make it any better. What if someone, like, I don't know, quickly hoists a bag on their shoulder and knocks one out of the sky?
No, oh, God. I'm really scared of bats. And then you get to a point in your life when you get a bit older and then you see something flying in the sky and you're like, what the hell was that? And someone goes, it's a bat. And you go, they're just around with.
At night.
Night, all the time. I was like, I thought they were in the desert. Like, not the desert, but you know what I mean? I thought they were like,
yeah, I know what you
mean. Rainforesty type creatures.
Indiana Jones world.
I didn't think they were in England.
No.
When I was about 16, I was like, bats are around with, guys.
Yeah.
They're in the countryside.
First time I saw a bat flying under a lamppost at mm-hmm. night once when I was at school age. Shit myself.
I know.
First time I saw a hedgehog in my garden. Couldn't believe it.
Oh, I love hedgehogs.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
What they're just about? They're just here. I thought they were like wooded areas.
No, they just live in that.
Oh, yeah.
Love hedgehogs.
Love a hedgehog.
They're so cute, aren't they?
Love a hedgehog.
Yeah, I mean bats are hairy. They're not doing any harm, but not as cuddly, really, are they?
I mean, not as cuddly as the creature that has literal spikes on it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. We did have a hedgehog that used to always come to a garden when we were kids.
Same
it was
one.
It's nice. I mean, I think so. We used to feed it in that.
Same one?
It was the only thing my mum didn't throw shoes at.
Sorry.
She didn't mind that little hedgehog. Everything else got whacked, sadly. I don't understand what's so funny.
I don't understand. The only thing she didn't throw shoes at. I like the idea of her. She's got the shoe. She's got it up like that. It's cocked, ready to go. And she looks at the hedgehog and the hedgehog looks at her and there's just a moment and she goes, oh no, you're all right.
You don't get the shoe.
But them fucking seagulls.
Yeah.
Get
seagulls,
the shoe.
Cats.
Yeah.
Stray dogs.
Yeah.
Boxes. Oh, they all got the shoe. As did I sometimes on my ass.
I love the idea. Your neighbours just having to constantly throw shoes back over the fence. So you're seagull again, did you, Sandra? I did. Sorry. Sorry. Can you just hide that one back?
Vermin. Vermin. Isn't it mad that some people just don't ever hear seagulls? But where we live, obviously, it's just a part of your everyday life.
Oh, my God. You've just unlocked a memory that happened a couple of days ago that I completely forgot.
Okay.
I was in a clothes shop that was near our hotel in London while you were getting ready, right? Yeah. I was in there, and it's quite a nice area. Mm-hmm. And I said, but there was a policeman in, right? There was a policeman in the shop. He was fucking massive. He had all his gear on. He was just standing there. Mm. And I sort of walked in, and I looked at him. I thought, he got police car parked outside. Oh. I thought, ye God, what's happened in here?
Shit.
And then he walked from the counter, and he walked up a little bit where there was some ties. He was looking at the ties. And then he looked at me and I went, you're just shopping, aren't you? The policeman.
Seriously?
And he went, yeah. And I went, oh. I went, I thought something happened. He went, no, I'm just picking something up. I went, all right, okay. And it was just really unsettling. And he left. And then I said to the guy, I went, oh, quite a nice area around here. So I was really surprised that a policeman was in. And the bloke in the shop, really lovely guy, really helpful, but such a throwaway line. And I wish I'd asked more about it.
Mm.
He went, yeah, it's nice around here on the surface, mate. It's nice around here on the surface. He went, but that Tesco over there, sometimes you can sit and you can watch that Tesco. It's like watching a fucking TV programme, mate.
Really?
I went, what do you mean? He went, geezer the other day, got arrested for going at that Tesco, carrying a seagull.
I was wondering where you were going that's with the seagull.
That's what he said. Geezer over there, got arrested for carrying a seagull. In front, I went, all right, bye. And as I left, I went, I can't go back
why
in now.
You know
I was so flabbergasted by
Chris,
the statement.
We've got a podcast where we talk about random shit.
I should have
you
back
needed
in.
To know more about the seagull.
I just remembered something else.
What?
I just remembered something else I was supposed to tell you. And I said write this down for the podcast, but I didn't.
What
I was
the
I was at jiu-jitsu the other day,
oh,
and we're
God,
talking.
I know,
we're talking. Mitch, who's one of the coaches there, we're talking in between stuff. And out of nowhere, he just said his mate is a like semi-professional or professional or amazing mountain biker, right? And I didn't know this was an injury that mountain bikers could have.
Mm-hmm.
He was going along on his mountain bike. Please email in if you've had anything similar to this.
Right.
He's going along on his mountain bike. He, as over a jump or whatever, he didn't land back on his seat. He landed behind his seat.
On the wheel?
On the wheel. And through his shorts, his bollocks got nipped in between the wheel and like under the seat. His bollocks got whipped out of his shorts and nipped a bit. So you know if you could, you know when you put like, when you're younger, you could put a can in there and it would make like, and your bike would sound like a motorbike.
Never done it, but.
You've seen people do it.
No.
Or a plastic bottle.
No.
Brilliant. He's
on the spikes, on the spire.
No,
what
so this
spools?
Here. No, spokes, but
spokes.
No. You can't get the spokes. This bit here, this prop shield.
That's the wheel.
The seat's here.
It's round.
Right?
Yeah.
Seat's here. And he's went there in his bollocks as the wheels
this
go around.
This is a audio medium.
I'm trying to explain it to you.
All right, okay.
His bollocks
got
stuck.
I get what you mean.
Between
so his
the
bollocks,
wheel and the
that's
thing.
Awful.
Yeah.
How
and he's like, I can't
is this
mountain bike for a while.
Is this a frequent accident?
I literally said, you need to get him to email the podcast.
No, but does this happen a lot? Because
we're going to find out people are gonna email
part me. Of me thinks he's shagging and he's clipped his balls.
What's he been doing?
He's dirty, he's rough.
You think he's
he likes dominatrix sex.
Right.
With random strangers.
Right.
And he's clipped them and he's gone, what can I do to you know, get away with this? Oh,
right.
Sat back on my seat. I don't think this is not an injury that happens all the time.
Wow. Okay. I didn't see that going that way.
All right then.
I was expecting you to be grossed out and disgusted, but then again, you don't have bollocks, so that means nothing to you. But blokes listening, imagine falling off the back, slipping off the back of your seat and your bollocks going in between the tyre and the bottom of the seat.
Does it really hurt?
It's never happened to us, and I pray that it never does. Mm. I imagine it's fucking excruciating.
Right. Does it hurt when you like penis and balls and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just.
It hurts loads.
I know. What does it feel like?
The worst.
What's the pain.
It feels like the world's ending.
Right. Okay.
Don't try it.
What?
You know, you're just giving us a look like you're going to flick me bollocks or something.
No,
just
I'm not.
To check.
I was going to mention childbirth, but I can't be asked.
Oh,
that.
Let's not start that.
Into that argument.
Let's not start that. The age-old one being, it must hurt more being kicked in the balls than childbirth, because a man doesn't get kicked in the balls and say, let's do that again, whereas you have kids again.
Oh, well done. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. You not heard that one?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it? Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network. We haven't got anything to plug to you anymore. Oh, except the tour. Sorry.
Lasted,
if you want to come on the tour,
half of a second.
Go on the website, shagmarriedannoyed.com. Yeah, but other than that, you don't have to vote for nothing. That's all done. We've done that.
Have
Thank
a
you,
bit
everyone.
Of time off until the Comedy Awards, whenever that happens.
We've got two of them.
Guys, I hate asking you just to vote for stuff. I fucking hate doing it. But everyone else does. And if you listen, and it takes a second, but thank you for voting, and we love you, and we'll be back in New Year's next week.
And I'm starving, so I'm going to go get some lunch.
Great.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Enjoy your lunch, or dinner, or breakfast, or tea.
Yeah, enjoy whatever food you will be consuming after this. There.
Okay, bye.
Covered all the bases there. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.